This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ramiro Treviño. Date of birth is August 26, 1961. Case ID number is 208-9207. Date of exam, October 6, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Mario Ansaldúa, dated 9/17/2020, and medical records from Family Health Clinic, RGC, dated 10/7/21. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old divorced male with 7 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hip bone pain / osteoarthritis of the knees / osteoarthritis of the shoulders, comma, hepatitis C, comma, and sleep disorder / depression / anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked on a farm for 40 years. He states that the work was seasonal, but that he did work 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month when he did work. The claimant also states he was in prison for 5 years from 2010 to 2015. At the present time, he lives in a house with his cousin and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one. Hip bone pain / osteoarthritis of the knees / osteoarthritis of the shoulders. Number two, hepatitis C. Number three, sleep disorder / depression / anxiety. History of allegations. Number one, hip bone pain / osteoarthritis of the knees / osteoarthritis of the shoulder. The claimant states that in 2008, he started to develop osteoarthritis of the right shoulder, hips, and knee area. X-rays were performed, which he states confirmed the diagnosis of osteoarthritis. He denies any surgeries or injections given for his condition and states that he has had an avulsion fracture of his left ankle in the past. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. He denies any swelling or warmth. His limitations include being able to walk 1.5 miles, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He states X-rays were performed, which confirmed osteoarthritis. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and is presently on no medications for pain. His physical activity includes walking long distances occasionally to get to the hospital or other places that he needs to go to. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and cleaning outside. He also feeds the animals. His condition at this time is stable, but he's not taking any medication for the pain. Hepatitis C. The claimant states that in 2009, he was diagnosed with hepatitis C that never got treatment. He states the character of the pain is a dull, aching pain in his epigastric area that radiates to his back, which he states he has had that he at times would have for 24 hours and every day. The claimant denies any nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, constipation, comma, melena, comma, or hematemesis, but does complain of weakness. He has lost approximately 50 pounds in the last year. and he has no food intolerances. He was diagnosed with alcohol and hepatitis C, hepatitis. He is presently on no medications for his condition. Allegation number 3, sleep disorder / depression / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2010, he started to develop severe depression, anxiety, and sleep disorder. The claimant states that his appetite is poor and he's lost approximately 50 pounds within the last year. He denies any crying spells but states he suffers from severe anxiety and depression. He was in prison for 5 years. He states that he has decreased motivation, decreased concentration, insomnia, decreased energy, poor appetite, and has tried to commit suicide in the past. He also has had multiple suicidal ideations. The claimant had a girlfriend who died of cancer of the uterus, and he started drinking again because of that, which aggravated his symptoms of depression. He is presently on no medications for depression at this time, and appears to be fairly stable. Family history. The father died of heart disease, and his mother died also of heart disease with diabetes mellitus. Medications, none. Medical problems, hepatitis C with alcoholic liver disease, degenerative joint disease and degenerative disc disease with osteoarthritis, especially of the shoulders, hip, and knee area. Sleep disorder / depression / anxiety. History of hip, knee, and shoulder pain. Social history. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 3 to 6 beers per day for 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states that he does smoke marijuana and smoked it yesterday. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The claimant does suffer from hepatitis C, which has not been treated. He denies any history of HIV or any other sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 111 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 and a fourth inches. BP, 143 over 81 mmHg. Heart rate, 63 beats per minute. Respiration, 13 respirations per minute. BMI, 18. The claimant is underweight. General. This is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination in a depressed mood. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third, at the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for a mild right eye cataract formation. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does have glasses for reading. Could you please drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant has a very prominent pulse in the mid-abdominal area, which may be an aortic aneurysm. He is complaining of pain that goes to his back. He has been told to follow up with his physician for more evaluation. Could you drop down to skins? After the last sentence, the claimant had multiple tattoos all over his body. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was low tone, but fluent, and his mood was depressed for the time. He had clear thought processes, but his memory was fair to poor. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to... After neurological exam on the last page, X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue and appeared to be very cachectic. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields. There are some minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to history of hepatitis C and alcohol abuse, osteoarthritis of his knees, shoulder, and hip bone area, and depression. Probable diagnoses, 1, hip bone pain, osteoarthritis of the knees, osteoarthritis of the shoulder, confirmed with physical examination and x-rays, not being treated at this time, appears to be stable, normal physical exam. 2, hepatitis C with alcohol-induced liver disease has not been treated. The claimant appears to be going through a severe major depression and is more likely in not drinking again. 3, sleep disorder / depression / anxiety. Confirm with medical records and physical examination at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ramiro Trevino.